If these three could talk, it will have a lot to say. In its nearly 400 years of life, it has seen more than one war.
It is a survivor. It was actually in Hiroshima when the atomic bomb was dropped.
Jack Sostick is the curator at the National Bonsai and Painting Museum in Washington. He says the three came to the U.S. in 1976 to celebrate the U.S. bicentennial as a gift of 53 bonsai from Japan.
This is a Japanese white pine, and it was part of the original donation. It was in one family, the Yamaki family, for six generations before they donated it. And it was started as a bonsai in 1625.
Sostick says the Yamaki family had a bonsai nursery, and this was one of their signature trees. Six generations of the family took care of the tree in Japan, and so far, four curators in the U.S. have cared for it.
Mr. Yamaki, the original donor, he came, it was about 4 or 5 years after they donated it. And it's an interesting story because he was here and he was looking at the tree and he began to cry. And the curator at the time, you know, got a little uneasy and a little nervous, so he asked the translator to make sure everything was okay. So the translator asked him, is everything okay? And he goes, yes, the tree is happy here.
Sostick says taking care of the trees is an honor and a joy, but also a great responsibility. What would he do if something happened to them?
I don't even like to think about that. But I have a suitcase at home that's packed, so if anything ever happens to this, I don't think you'll be able to find me.
The bonsai donation started this collection, one of the largest in North America, at the U.S. National Arboretum. The collection now has almost 300 trees, divided among three pavilions for the Japanese, Chinese, and American bonsai.
Bonsai, literally translated, means tree in a pot. But, you know, you can look around at the collection and you'll realize very quickly that it's much more than just sticking a tree in a pot. It's an art also. It's a living art.
One of the most famous bonsai of the collection is this 57-year-old juniper forest, created by John Naka, considered the father of North American bonsai. He planted one tree for every one of his grandchildren.
The work on the tree never ends because it is a living art. It's the pruning techniques that keep it small.
The art of the bonsai demands great care and patience, carried out here by a small staff and 15 volunteers. The trees continue growing, so they have to be trimmed once or twice a year and repotted every couple of years. Some of the trees are particularly sensitive, like this one.
It doesn't like the oil from your fingers, and it doesn't like to be rubbed or anything like that. So wherever that happened, the tips turned brown. So I had to go in and remove the brown.
The bonsai collection is priceless. Every tree is unique, and the average age is around 100 years old, which means several generations have cared for them. Bonsai trees bloom, give fruits, and change colors in the fall. Sostick says he and his family eat apples from one of his 30 bonsai at home.
One interesting aspect is that fruit and flowers will not reduce in size.
From its beginning in China more than 1,000 years ago, the art of the bonsai was only a pastime of the elite for many centuries. In the U.S., it has grown in popularity mostly due to the support of the National Bonsai Foundation. Joanne Klotzen is the foundation's director, and like others close to the collection, she says there is more to the bonsai than simply what one sees.
In standing, like in any work of art, before a great piece of art, it becomes a conversation between the work of art and the individual. And that conversation takes on a spiritual dimension.
If you do bonsai, it begins to change you as a person, I believe. It makes you a better person. It teaches you patience and reverence. It certainly has made me a better person.
For VOA News, this is Sulima Palacio.